Hello, this is Crown of Violet. Welcome to my AMA. I got my coffee in hand here, which is definitely spiked. To be fair, it is Saturday, and this is a little celebration. I just wanted to thank all you guys for your support and for liking my content. It's been a lot of fun doing this stuff, so why not have a little fun together, right? I'm excited. You guys gave me some really funny questions, and I look forward to answering them. Hopefully you enjoy listening to me ramble and probably make some terrible jokes. Sorry, I'm a huge dork in real life, and this will make it all too apparent. Okay, let's get to it. First we have up is Mr. Tinkles. Hi there. Okay. Your first question was, what GWA tags do you like the most, and which do you wish there were more of? I have pretty varied taste in tags, depending on my mood. I like dom, sub, breeding, monsters, wholesomeness, cream pies, impact, and aftercare, to name a few. I guess I wish there were more characters that kind of escape their stereotype a little bit, like a shy succubus or a tomboy elf, heavy metal bards, something a little out of the ordinary for the genre. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. Okay, next question. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? This is hard, because there are so many hot characters, and so many, but as far as a romantic partner, oh god, this is gonna sound so lame, but what comes to mind for me is Garrus Vakarian. He's got a dorky, awkward humor, and I love that. It's so adorable, and he stands up for his beliefs. And chicks dig scars, right? Though, the way you describe Dobby wouldn't sound like a bad boyfriend either. Just saying. Okay, next question. Do you fap to audios, or do you just listen to them for purely intellectual purposes? If it's the latter, do you do so while cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay and criticizing things you dislike about the audio? Why not both? I can fap and listen for intellectual purposes. Multitasking. Honestly, I still fap sometimes. Sometimes I just want to listen to the story for the story's sake. But since I started making audios, I can enjoy them through a slightly different lens, so to speak. Like, I'll be listening and thinking about the technical side, like, oh, I love the effect they used on their voice. I wonder how they did that, you know? And the only person I'm super critical of here is me. So, I guess I could cosplay as Gordon Ramsay, sitting at my computer, yelling at myself for flubbing my line. Oh, lamb sauce not included. Okay, next question. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to do yet? Ooh. Sexual fantasy that I haven't done yet. This is showing my subby side a bit, but I've always wanted to be kidnapped. Like, snatched away and then be at that person's mercy. Blindfolded and bound. No torture, but being manhandled and a lot of teasing. Yeah. I guess it's kind of tricky to pull off, a lot of planning, and yeah, definitely has not happened yet. Next question. You receive an extremely late Hogwarts letter saying you're now invited to attend. Which house do you think you'd be in? I know I'd be in Ravenclaw. Wit beyond measure is man's greatest treasure. Okay. Next question. Do you like to have music playing in the background while you get it on? Do you prefer relative silence during sexy activities? Do you just prefer to shout random quotes from movies/video games during sex? Again, why not both? I love having music on. It really enhances the mood. Ugh, they're such great tunes to play. And I've definitely quoted dorky things during sexy times. He would be all seductive saying stuff like, I want to take you from behind. And I'm like, do it. Do it. That really enhances the mood, huh? So, both, for sure. Next question. You've entered into a monogamous relationship with a guy who's sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good-looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hang-up, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth, though his skills are amazing. Do you think you could stay together with a guy like this? Or dump him and seek another wizard who will let you ride his broomstick for your nightly two-player Quidditch matches? Oh, this is tough. Man, even though I love penetrative sex, and breeding is a big kink of mine, I'm also very emotionally driven. And if I'm with someone in a relationship, I'm willing to make some compromises. So I would be willing to give it a try. Try to make things work. Because, you know, there's always toys. Last question. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good lovin'? Ice cream. Or any kind of snack. And then falling down a rabbit hole of funny YouTube videos. Just goofing off together. That is my jam. Thank you for your questions. All right, we have Hobbit3 next. Hello. You are asking, what is your favorite food? My favorite food has to be seafood, like shrimp and salmon. You can cook it in so many ways, like Cajun, Italian, Asian. It's so versatile and delicious. In our second question, if you had to kill anyone in the world at this very moment without fear of being arrested, who would it be? Guys, I don't want to kill anyone. But I guess I would have to go the Death Note route and try and pick the absolute worst criminal I can find. But then, how do I get that statistic and who am I to judge? I'm sorry, I'm way too soft for this question. Next question. How has my day been? It's been great so far, thank you. I'm having a good time doing this and sipping my coffee. Hope your day is going well. Okay, and your last question. Do you have any more Monster Girl audios planned? Of course I do, man. I actually have one lined up for my next audio. I'm also open to suggestions, be it Monster Girl or otherwise. Feel free to tag me in a script and I'll see what I can do for you. Thank you. Next up for questions is Azen146. How's it going, dude? Okay. First question is, any of your friends or family members know about your audios? And if yes, do they support it? My best friend is the only one who knows about this, and she just kind of, you do you, and I do me, thank you. I guess that's supportive in its own way. But yeah, definitely nobody else. It's a secret. Well, not a secret, it's just not something I want out there in the world with my professional life. Yeah. Second question. Are you a dog or a cat person? And do I have one? I love all furry creatures, but I actually have a dog. Her name is Commander Ripley, the last survivor of the Nostromo. Oh man, you just reminded me. I want to make a costume for her one of these days. A little power loader. Okay. Up next we have Eagle Sushi. Hi there. Okay, your question is, what got me into doing audio, and what is my favorite type of audio? I was actually lurking in GWA for a while before I joined, just enjoying the content and being way too shy to comment on anything. But one day, the person I was dating told me over the phone that I had a really sexy voice, and nobody's ever told me this before, so it really stuck out in my head. And one day I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna try this and see what happens. And before you know it, I'm here. I'm just still trying my best. But to the other part of your question, my favorite type of audio to do right now is gentle FDOM. I feel like that comes naturally to me to perform, for some reason or the other. Even though in real life I'm super switchy. Okay, next up we have the real Shauna Lee. Hello, Shauna. How are you doing? Your first question is there any type of audio you wish to record, like a dream audio? It'd be a crazy mashup of all the things I like. Switchy, wholesome, monster, breeding. Oh. Yeah, so that's something I would love to work on. Your next question. What are your feelings on collab audios? I am totally open to collabing with anybody who wants to collab with me. I'm very easygoing and I think it'd be fun. It'd be like a fun little group project. A super sexy group project. Next question is, do you prefer any kinds of tags or character attitudes, and why do I prefer them? Well, I like Monster Girls a lot. It gives me a chance to really immerse myself into a character and have a lot of fun with it. Definitely like romance and wholesomeness, gives me warm fuzzies. FDOM I also enjoy because I feel like it works best with my voice, aside from my enjoyment of it. I'd like to do more F-sub sometimes, but I feel a little self-conscious about my voice with it. Like, it doesn't sound subby enough. Am I being silly? Is Violet being silly? It's more likely than you think. Sorry, I'm off course. Let me bring it on back. Yeah. That's what I like to do. And I'd like to do in the future as far as tags and attributes. Okay, next question. Do you ever listen to other performers' audios for homework purposes? I listen to audios for enjoyment foremost. That's never going to change. But I like listening to people's interpretations of characters, how they make it their own, and try to make myself think outside of the box for my own audios a little bit. You know, just appreciate their take on it and see if I can challenge myself in a different way. You know? Well, that's that. Okay, next question. Do I have any favorite books? And which ones? My favorite book of all time is The Shining by Stephen King. Something about that, even though I've read it so many times, still freaks me out. And I love it. Other books I like, The Murderbot Diaries by Martha Wells and The Dragon Prince series by Melanie Ron. I also like a lot of short stories, well, horror short stories. I'm on the subreddit No Sleep all the time. Just something about those little scary nuggets of literature that I can enjoy whenever I have a moment, and it's super satisfying. Okay, next question. Do I play many video games? If so, do I have any favorites? Yes, I do. Some of my favorites are the Silent Hill series, Horizon Zero Dawn, Borderlands, Devil May Cry, and Mass Effect. I don't know why that took me a minute to think about. Definitely don't get to play games as much as I want to, but right now I've been playing a lot of Doom Eternal. It's fun. It's a good time, but not one of my faves. Just fun. Looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077 so much. Hopefully soon. Okay. What's my favorite quote, if any? Okay. All we have to decide is what to do with the time given to us. I know, fucking nerd, but it just makes me feel hopeful, and I think it's very inspirational that we are in control of our lives and our destinies, and just to make the best of the time we have. And Shauna's last question, how are you doing today? I'm doing swell. Oh, this coffee might be kicking in. I'm doing great. How are you doing? How are you guys doing? I hope everyone's having a great day so far. Okay. Up next for questions, we have Vox in the Void. Hey there, coffee buddy. So, your first question was, your fave dessert and alcoholic drink is... Okay, I'm going to get serious for a moment because I have a huge sweet tooth. My favorite dessert is a dark chocolate fudgy brownie topped with salted caramel ice cream. Ah, just sweet and salty all together. Yeah, that's the stuff. And my alcoholic drink of choice is gin and tonic. Classy and delicious. Am I right? Maybe? Probably not. I just like the herby and floral notes in gin a lot. And that's my answer. Next question. The geekery and nerdy stuff you love to talk about are my fandoms. I can talk your ears off about the Alien movies, Lord of the Rings, horror movies, Blade Runner, Guillermo del Toro movies, and the Legacy of Kain series. So, if you like any of those and you want to nerd out, bring it on. Seriously though, just send me a message and I'll be happy to nerd out with you. Okay, your next question was, what is your dream project in real life? My dream project would be working on a creative team and making concept art for movies or video games, any sort of fantasy or sci-fi genre. Shit, working at Weta Studios in New Zealand. I just would love to craft a world visually. That to me is so amazing. Okay, next question. Please share with us a touching / funny incident where your lovely voice came in handy or got you out of a bind. I used to work at a call center during college. I guess this is kind of funny, but this was like every day. I was pretty good at my job, so I got all the escalated calls where people are really, really pissed. And I got this one guy, I fixed his issue and got him calm. And he ended up trying to call me every day the rest of the week just to talk to me. It was really, really strange. He made up really bullshit issues and just tried to get me on the team. It was weird. So that was that. Okay, next question. a major game developer, and an anime production company are on hold on the line. They're asking which character you would like to lend your voice to and why. Oh, even though my accent is totally wrong, I'd love to do Bayonetta. She's one of the coolest video game chicks ever. I just loved her sass and her wit. She was fun. Anime, I'm not so sure. Because I feel like my voice is not really fit for anime. Except for someone commented a while ago that I sounded like Camilla on Netflix's Castlevania. Which I'm not sure how I feel about. I mean, I love Castlevania. Anime has some weird issues, but that's a whole other basket. I guess I can do a sexy vampire chick. if they're asking. Okay. Next question. What's another cool or creative thing that you do that we don't know yet? I've done a fair share of cosplay, and I've won cosplay contests in the past. Don't be shocked, guys. It was monsters. Mostly monsters, anyway. Unfortunately, I don't have the time or money to do that anymore. And the conventions near me have gotten way too overcrowded. I still go to conventions sometimes just to enjoy, but yeah. That's something I did. Okay, your last question. What guy traits keep you interested? Please mention something that is directed towards you and something that he does to the people close to you. As far as directed towards me, I like a good sense of humor and sensitivity. I like guys who aren't afraid of sharing their emotions. As far as something he does to the people close to me, maybe just kindness. If he's willing to be kind to my friends, that means a lot to me. So, yeah, just be kind and yourself, and nerdiness is definitely a plus. Our next questioner is Foxit. Heya! Your question is, what country are you from? I'm from the United States. East Coast, to be vaguely specific. Do I sound like I'm from anywhere else? That would be interesting. Let me know. I'm curious now. Okay, last up we have Beyonce is a Virgo. Hello, B. I'm nervous. You gave me two sections. Well, here we go. Audio questions to start off with. What is your favorite type of character to do? Well, I mostly like to do monster girls. Again, I like to slip into that fantasy role and just having a good time. I think it might stem from my love of doing fantasy role plays and RP websites when I was a teenager. It just reminds me fondly of those times a little bit. Definitely gentle FDOM. Definitely fluffy and romantic and gentle. Those are all my sweet spots. Next question. Is there an audio/tag that you would never do? Torture and gore. While I love horror movies, it's just not my thing. Sorry, I'm super soft. And that's about it, really. Okay, your next question was favorite male VAs and favorite female VAs. There's just so many talented people on GWA. But to name a few from each category, male VAs would be Azamar Audio, Moondance with Me, under the monster's bed, and Zero Omega 2100. For the ladies, I like Smakey Smut, Night Fawn, Valerie Thine Valkyrie, and Beyonce is a Virgo. Yeah, just to name a few. Okay, your next question is, who would you want to collab with? Follow-up, can it be me? Follow-up, can we double succubi? Yeah, I'm open for collabs, and if you want to work with me, that's cool. I'm down to work with you. I'm down to clown. And yes, B, of course. I'm like so giddy you've even considered me. So let's do it. Let's do it. Last audio question. How do you prep yourself for an audio? Well, most of the time I'm reading off a script, whether it's my own or a fill. So I'll read over it in full, kind of let the character sink into my mind, and then I'll do a dry read of a couple of lines just to get my voice in the right tone and record from there. Okay, onto the Vi questions, or V questions, V or Vi, whatever you want to call me. First one, most overrated coffee drink and most underrated coffee drink. Most overrated is frappuccinos, which are basically milkshakes. Milkshakes are fine and all, but when I have coffee, I want to taste the coffee. My most underrated coffee drink is flat whites. It's like a latte that you can actually taste the coffee in. It has a silky smooth texture with the milk, but more espresso. It's great. Highly recommended. Next question. If you could go back in time, what historical event would you most want to witness? The lunar landing, Apollo 11 mission. Just to feel that incredible tension and then the wonder and awe of it all as we've accomplished something so monumental in both society and science. It shows that we're capable of incredible things as a species. Next question. Describe my perfect Sunday morning. Well, definitely sleeping in. And if I'm sharing it with somebody, a little something-something, to start off with, and then making awesome breakfast, like home fries or hash browns, eggs, bacon or sausage, the whole nine yards. And then watching something lighthearted in my pajamas, probably staying like that until noon, and drinking a whole pot of coffee. That sounds like a great Sunday. Okay, next question. Describe my perfect Halloween. I live for Halloween. I throw killer parties. So, I got this down pat. I don't get many trick-or-treaters where I am, but I still want to dress up and give the ones I do have huge candy bars while watching classic horror movies like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, The Thing, all that good stuff. And then I'll throw a themed party like Haunted Carnival or Slashers or sci-fi, like in space nobody can hear you scream. I love that stuff. And just have a great time with my friends all night. Last question. Do I have any hidden talents? I can make a pretty cute Yoshi voice. Are you ready? You ready? Yasu! Oh, that's all I got. I know. I'm ending on a great note here. Oh, this has been so much fun. Thank you all again for your questions or just for listening to me and my content. Thank you from the bottom of my little heart. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.